Ensenada would be complete without being at the fish market, and that's where I am right now. In fact, the fish market is right across the street from the famous Anthony's Bar. So you can't miss it if you're a monger. It's now the next day, a beautiful morning, gorgeous morning this Friday. Quite warm. I was having breakfast sitting outside at an outdoor cafe on the sidewalk in my short sleeve shirt at 7 this morning and enjoying a nice breakfast and coffee. I'm now walking towards the bus station, ready to head back to Happy Land in TJ. Well, I ended up, despite some very nice looking deals at nice hotels, I ended up staying at the old standby Motel Caribe. That's not a bad place for $20. The rooms are clean, nothing fancy. It's not five star, not even close, but for 20 bucks you can't beat it. They don't mind if you bring girls in and out of the room all night. And the bathrooms are clean. That's one thing I like. They have new tile on the floor and in the shower stalls. So the location is also perfect in every way. It's right in the middle of all the action. And speaking of action, I was looking for a little at 4:30 last night, and I figured I would just get a beer and then go get my shower and get ready for dinner. And didn't expect any action at all at 4:30 because some of the clubs advertise 7 p.m. strip shows. So I went into Denny's, and there were a couple of women at the bar. One was okay, but both women were in their 40s, and I wasn't ready for any action at that point. So I went across the street to the Afro Bar, and much to my surprise, there was a nice-looking woman on the stage dancing and stripping. So I sat down, and I was served by a cute young girl. Enjoyed a very nice strip show. The girl on the stage, whose name I learned later to be Carrie, was an excellent stripper. She's in her early 30s, I would say. Very, very sexy. Medium build. Nice, natural boobs. Very friendly. The other two girls were pretty good also. Another one maybe in her late 20s. Small boobs, and then a very young one, maybe in her late teens, and she was real cute. So it was quite amazing for Thursday late afternoon to be entertained like that in Ensenada. I didn't expect that at all. After spending an hour and a half at Afro Bar, I decided I needed something to eat, so I went back to the fish market for another 3 fish tacos. They were so good, I had to go back and get some more. And the fish market closes up in the early evening, so I caught one little restaurant booth still open and had 3 more fish tacos. Boy, was that good. Then I went back to motel room to get ready for the evening. Just couldn't stay away from that Afro Bar. I had to go back and enjoy those girls again. And started buying some drinks for that spectacular dancer, Carrie, and ended up going to the room with her for an agreed upon $40. I gave her $50. That made her very happy. And she performs in the room same way she performs on stage, kind of slow and sexy. What a great body and great personality. Well, then I hopped around at a couple of different bars, ended up at Anthony's, And there was very little action there. At 9:30, I counted 9 girls and 12 customers. Wow, that's quite a difference from what it's been the last 3 times I've been here. That's only, you know, a third of what I've seen before, so I don't know what's going on. The band was different than the times before. I didn't care for the band as much as the last 3 times I've been there. It was a good band, but they played all salsa, and very few people danced the salsa, so there was only one couple, maybe 2 at the most, ever dancing. But I didn't last long at Anthony's. There were several nice-looking girls, no problem there, but since I had started drinking so early in the evening, I was pretty much done by 10 p.m. I just couldn't drink anymore without risking being sick. So I decided to go back to the room and call it an evening. So it didn't turn out to be the big wild night like I had the time before. But it was very enjoyable. Nonetheless, I certainly love Ensenada and the girls' day in Ensenada.